Case number 10,193, Raymond Childs, northeast of Mount Circle, Herman Circle, Road 507, 2,472 feet east of Columbia Road. He's seeking a variance from a side yard setback requirement and a variance from minimum width of a manufactured home.
All right. State your name and...
Dawn Hudson.
And you're employed by Sussex County, is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
You want this letter?
I'm sorry?
You want this letter? I think you should read that into the...
I'm here to represent Raymond Childs on a couple of variants. He has a single wide mobile home located in Delmore, and he needs a variance from the width requirement. I believe it's, if you could correct me, I think it's 8 feet from the 24 width for a manufactured home placement, and a variance from the side yard setback of 10 feet from the required 15-foot side yard for this home. The home has been placed for probably about 4 years now. It didn't have a permit. Mr. Childs, who's legally blind, he had faith, you know, who set the home, that they did get everything that he needed and to set it correctly, and it was not. I do have a letter here from the neighbor, Cecil Hopkins, where he had no objections, and I'll submit that to the secretary.
Okay. If you would, please. Thank you.
This was to replace a home that had previously caught on fire, is that correct?
There was an old home on there that's a family home. It caught on fire, and they're in the process of going to get that cleaned up, however. But there was an old manufactured home there also once upon a time, but it was removed and under the program through the county, and that was paid back to the county. But there was more than one there, but for Mr. Childs to stay there on the property, he needs this variance. And for health issues, I mean, he is legally blind, but he could get around and do some things.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking to his brother, who is actually the owner of the land, which his only thing is if they ever want to build another home, that he moves his mobile home off,
right,
which he would have to anyways.
Right.
He couldn't keep it if he replaced it and built a home on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I did explain that to him.
Very well. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Any further, Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think this gentleman's situation makes it unique. And I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it all through the essential character of the neighborhood, and I make a motion we approve case number 10,193.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,193. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.